Thank you. We have a very brief, as in really brief, PowerPoint presentation to share with all the members of the public here, who the panel members are and what our charge is. And when they turn it on, it's going to shine in my eyes and Kurt's and Thera's, so I'm moving to the side. We got this mic on too. And you have the stuff covered. Now, the first part of these slides are the names of the panel members that are participating at the invitation of Mayor Hahn as experts on the future of untethered broadband, of high-speed wireless, of Wi-Fi and beyond, whichever terminology you want to use. So I'm going to use the slides as a way of letting each member of the panel introduce themselves, and we'll take it in the order that they're on the slide. So there we are. I've been introduced. That's the organization that I run at the Marshall School of Business. It's an international research and executive education center sponsored by what we like to call the network digital industry, all the players in this world and beyond, from chips to content. And so with that background and focus, I was asked to chair this. And as somebody said, I asked a few of my friends to join us. And let me let them introduce themselves. My colleague from USC, his first name up there is Todd. I think the mic's on.
Todd Richmond, Managing Director of the USC Annenberg Center for Communication. We're a new media a research unit at USC that's actually independent of any of the schools, focusing on sort of digital life, for lack of a better term, looking at any of the technologies and, more importantly, the social and the cultural impact and applications for those digital technologies.
Thank you. And the last USC person you'll have to hear from today, Russ.
Hi, I'm Russell Carlotto. I'm the Associate Executive Director for USC and the Information Services Division. I'm in charge of all the communications for USC, which includes the voice and the data side, and also the operational side of the Information Services Division on campus. What Todd just alluded to, everything that he pretty much comes and puts together, leaves it in my lap, and I try and deploy it across the campus. I've done large-scale deployments of Wi-Fi, as well as large-scale on the telephone side as well, and bring my expertise to the table.
Now, we didn't want to be imbalanced in our university approach, so we have our UCLA representative, who is always one UCLA person at this three USC, Reggie.
I could not agree more. Thanks, Morley. So I'm Rajit Kad, and I'm a professor in UCLA. I direct the Wireless Internet for the Mobile Enterprise Consortium. It's a research center funded by a bunch of companies and National Science Foundation. We work on wireless technologies for the enterprise and now also consumer applications. Very technically focused center at UCLA.
You want to put in a plug for your conference in March?
Oh, okay, thank you. Yeah, we have a wireless conference in March, March 7th, 8th, and 9th. 7th is a Monday, where we have a bunch of CIOs speaking, and I guess Thera is also speaking Monday. Tuesday we have...
Well, she is a CIO.
Yes. Tuesday we have wireless technology companies speaking, and then Wednesday we have a technically focused forum on what's called RFID.
And if you're not bored with the subject by then, on Friday morning, March 11th, the Center for Telecom Management is holding a open to the public free Speak and Spark breakfast on the subject of municipal Wi-Fi. Okay, the gentleman is now sitting over here, nowhere near Mike. But he has a remote affiliation with UCLA, among other things. Kurt? Thank you. And now we get to the professionals amongst us. Rich Grimes from Wireless Capital Partners.
Executive Vice President and Investment Committee Chairman of Wireless Capital. We're a real estate and financial investment company focused on the telecommunications and specifically the wireless industry. investing in deployment and assets, wireless assets. Prior to that, I was about 8.5, 9 years with AT&T Wireless, where I oversaw the network real estate strategy and large infrastructure projects, national implementation, etc.
Thank you. Next, we have Bob Schwant, who is one of our industry representatives, who is not here. And then Dean Leavenworth from Time Warner.
I'm Dean Leavenworth. I'm with Time Warner Cable. We're office in Chatsworth. I work with our government relations and also our community relations. Some of you here have seen the importance of our community events throughout the area, and also our educational outreach programs.
Thank you. Also from the cable industry, Ike Wells. And Ike is not here tonight. And then we have Ken Nordholm. We're delighted to see Ken. We were sort of looking forward to your eventual arrival. We're glad to know you're well.
Pleased to be here. I'm Ken Nordholm. I'm with Motorola. Enterprise and Government Mobility Business Unit. And office out of San Diego. So a lot of time working in LA with the different agencies of LA City.
And Ken brings a particular expertise in the area of public safety applications for these kinds of technology. We are very pleased to have with us somebody who traveled the farthest distance to be with us tonight. Mark Destel is the Vice President of CTIA. You can tell him what CTIA stands for, too.
Gladly. Thank you very much. Yes, come from Washington, D.C. I feel like I've been on the move constantly today to get here just 2 minutes before 6 o'clock. So
nicely timed.
It was nicely timed. Yes, it was. I am Mark Destel, the Vice President for Wireless Internet Development for the Cellular Telecommunications and Internet Association, CTIA. I presumed to be a bit of the skunk at the garden party here, looking at technologies that are a little bit different than just Wi-Fi, and probably shouldn't admit, but in my race to get here, as I pulled off the 405 on to Santa Monica, I knew I had to find out where I was going, and so opened my laptop, keeping both hands on the wheel, and turned it on. And Los Angeles has a phenomenal broadband wide area network. I was able to get on the network and VPN into my office while I was stopped at red lights, opened my Outlook, opened Morley's email, opened my Adobe attachment, and found out I had to be out in Van Nuys, and so was able to get here. But that's a little bit of the difference between the broad or wide area network that we would talk about and the local area network that is Wi-Fi that probably couldn't have handled yielding me that information from 405 to La Cienega. So long-winded way of saying it's really nice to be here.
Thank you for joining us. We have yet another perspective from our friends at Verizon.
Yes, Marley. Francisco Uribe. I represent Verizon, External Affairs Director. Represent Verizon, the City of Los Angeles, here in the Valley, and among other cities. And also just the connection, USC alumni, so not to be outdone by UCLA. Glad to be here. Importantly is that we make a distinction. I represent the landline side of the company, not Verizon Wireless.
Very good. And on the next slide, we have our City of LA participants, starting with Jim Burkhart. And Jim is one of the people who are not here, and Thera Bradshaw is here. Thera will need a mic.
Only so it gets recorded. I was going to tell Kurt, it might not have been recorded. I'm Thera Bradshaw.
That would work to Kurt's benefit if he wasn't recorded. He'd like to, at all times.
No, he's a great contributor of my subcommittee. I'm Thera Bradshaw with the City of Los Angeles, the General Manager and CIO of the Information Technology Agency, and I have the privilege of chairing the subcommittee, which is looking at government's role in Wi-Fi, which I'm sure those of you in industry who are here are interested in thoughts about that, and Mayor Hahn's direction to us as well.
Thank you, Sarah. Paul?
Good evening. I'm Paul Lane with the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, serving here at the request of the mayor's office and participating due to the vast fiber optic network that the department operates for its power system and the potential for private-public partnerships.
Thank you. Kirk?
Kirk Gibbs, CRA of City of Los Angeles, Senior Resource Finance Officer, Senior Resource Development Officer. CRA has been doing digital divide work in the community of Watts, funded by EDA, and also working in the Watts community as we understood the situation with the LA Department of Water and Power. And as such, we then received input from the Little Tokyo community to try and deal with some of their internet-related issues. And that has given rise to what we now call our Pershing Square Wi-Fi Public District Project, which is a partnership among four or five city departments that will be implemented within a month or so. And as part of CRA's Wi-Fi discussions, we have engaged discussions with the new Little Tokyo bid and the Hollywood bid regarding public uses of Wi-Fi as it might pertain to public safety uses, and also with the downtown bid for cultural tourism purposes.
Bid as in Business Improvement Development District, Business Improvement District. That's the panel members. You've heard some of their expertise and their perspectives, and we tried to create a panel that had both a wide range of views and all of them informed, but we're delighted to have the opportunity to be further informed by the public tonight. The charge, as Mark indicated in his opening remarks from Mayor Hahn, was to have Los Angeles remain at the leading edge of innovation and creativity in this rapidly evolving, expanding world of digital communications and content, and to be keep LA in the forefront of those developments. The overall goal that the mayor has expressed is to have wireless high-speed access to the internet everywhere in the city. See how broad and encompassing that is, Mark? Not just in selected locations. There's a geographic comment there. For instance, one of the inputs we have from the work of the panel so far, which has been working in subcommittee format, not as a panel at this stage, is that perhaps the overall goal for the city of Los Angeles would be to have everyone who works, lives, or visits here to enjoy convenient and affordable broadband access to the network, becoming a broadband city both in reality and global reputation, which many members feel is vital to the city's economic future and to its aspiration to serve as a great forum of open and free democratic discussion and creative expression. And so that's expanding that second bullet quite a bit. The third bullet is also important. The message from the mayor is, I want to be sure that whatever we do is done cooperatively with the private sector. We're not here to create a new form of government largesse. We're trying to figure out how to bring the benefits of wireless internet high-speed connections to everyone, and we want to work with our private sector partners, as witnessed by their presence on the panel. And so we're going to be examining potential models that would work best for the community to accomplish the goals the mayor laid out, accelerating economic development, making the government itself perform more efficiently, and doing what we can to close the digital divide, depending on how you define that term. The process we intend to use, and then we'll get to today's forum, if I can, Mark, is beginning with this panel's designation. Our charge is, by the time we get to April of this year, lay out a five-year vision for what the city of LA would look like in 5 years, when it was completely able to be connected to the internet at high speeds in whatever mode and place people are at. Not wedded to the Wi-Fi solution as our technology over the next 5 years. We have Rajit and his technological expertise to make sure we stay on track there. We are going to present these recommendations to the mayor in the form of vision and values and a potential set of goals for the city to achieve. We are not going to be
laying out an implementation plan or an action plan, but rather trying to provide guidance to the policymakers, both in the mayor's office and on the city council. And as I said before, our process is to work cooperatively with both our academic resources that are jewels in the city of Los Angeles, as well as with the industry folks. We have in fact organized ourselves into four subcommittees to give you some sense of our major concerns. First of all, what are the technological trends and directions and where might they take us over the next 5 years? Secondly, what kind of customer experiences should we think about? Customers in the sense of individual consumers, visitors to the city of LA, businesses in the city of LA, that sort of way of thinking about customers, not as if we're selling to them, but as consumers of this kind of service. Then we've asked some other people to think about what role, if any, government should play in achieving those outcomes, given those technology trends. Is this a new public good? Is it another bad idea for cities? Is it something in between? How can we think about that? What's the experience of other cities? What kind of existing practices, I don't think we're ready to call any of them best, should we be looking at as the city of LA as we begin to plan this? And then finally, a discussion of what we call business models, which is a way of addressing the fundamental question that the city of LA faces. In a city with a chronic and structural budget deficit, is this service something that would generate revenues? Is it something that would bring benefits that would indirectly generate revenues? And in either case, how could we afford it, and how should we get involved based upon our financial realities? So those are subcommittees that have been thinking about this subject. They haven't produced anything by way of output yet that is anywhere near ready for public distribution. We are instead waiting to hear from you tonight to get your input. Then we'll spend some time drafting those ideas together over the next month or so. We'll be meeting in the course of March to finalize, after testing our ideas amongst ourselves, where we think we want to go. And in April, we'll be presenting a report, and I'm sure we'll be inviting the public in the process of those activities. So that's where we're at. We have so far, unless new sign-ins have occurred, about almost 10 folks who've indicated they would like to say something at the forum by way of formal remarks. If you haven't signed in, I'm going to ask Mark to handle a second sign-in sheet, because we'll deal with the people who signed in first. We think we'll be fairly loose and flexible here. Try and keep your remarks to 5 minutes. If you feel you're going to take longer, let us know. We'll engage in a bit of a dialogue forum, questions back to the audience, based upon our reaction to what we hear, what other panel members suggest, and hopefully get through the evening in a way that's both the informative and efficient use of everybody's time.